This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
As-salamu alayka zaynal anbiya'i, as-salamu alayka.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Nabi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We are always grateful to Allah for having al-maqasid and being here at the Mawlid. It's enough just for me with that without having to say anything. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've had a career of working with people with problems and severe problems. And I'm always reminded that even though we're all in the room together, we're all different. We're all dealing with different problems. And never lose sight of the fact that the way out is by the means, by the grace of Allah that He has given us in following our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can look at yourself and you may have had all kinds of things happen to you. But I have not found anything that works except adhering to what the people of knowledge are telling us to adhere to. And it's a difficult task. You know, it's not easy. None of these things are easy. People that have had things happen to them and all kinds of, you know, disappointments and things of this nature, you can get to the point where you just don't believe hope is real for you. You don't really think that you can ever get out of this hole. But truly, I'm a witness that anyone who really trust in Allah and put their faith in Him, and they don't doubt for a minute that Allah cannot change their situation in a flash, then there's nothing but misery if you don't get that. If you don't get the fact that Allah can change your life, that I don't care what you've been through, and I've been with people that have been through some horrible things, but I'm telling you, the ones who take it that Allah can change their situation, those are the ones who make progress. So no matter what you think has happened or what you think you're dealing with, there's nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot change in our lives. So being here and being around people that you see, you know, we don't know what their lives are, but just being with people that are in a place where the, you used to call them vibes, you know, old people, but where the energy is so positive, that is going to affect your heart. And so, don't become discouraged. Don't think that it can't be you. It can be you. You can be one of these scholars. You can be one of these pious people. Don't count yourself out. Don't limit yourself and say, well, I'm only trying to, you know, get one foot in the Jannah. No, I want the whole thing. I want everything. Just go all the way Don't allow your own weaknesses and your own faults convince you that you cannot go to the top. And this really is a great hope for all of us, to have this kind of hymn that Allah can take us there. I can't do it. I'm weak, ignorant, and a whole bunch of other things. But Allah, I've seen him take that same person, take him all the way up. So don't think that you can't be one. It can be you. And so we just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. We ask him for his mercy. We ask him to help us to see the benefit of following his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that he keep us away from everything that brings us down. And we ask Allah's blessings on his messenger Muhammad, his ascendants, his companions, and all the righteous. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you for watching one of Al-Maqasid's online educational offerings. Our mission at Al-Maqasid is to cultivate holistic learning environments rooted in knowledge, devotion, and service. For more information, please visit our website at almaqasid.org and connect with other online content at almaqasid.org/connect.